Good morning. This is Joni Trussell for Pandora's Box, the Tuesday morning scene on the other side of the story of the environment and your health. Today, we are talking about is your home healthy? And I am here with Sandhya Tillotson, Program Coordinator for the Healthy Homes Program at Four Corners Office for Resource Efficiency, or 4CORE. 4CORE offers trainings, opportunities, provides efficiency services, and shares energy-saving information throughout Southwest Colorado. Today, Sandhya will talk to us about how to make your home healthier. Welcome, Sandhya.
Hi, Joni. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Happy to have you. So I know you mentioned something about how this all came about, the Healthy Home grant that you received, in particular for La Plata County. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. So 4CORE was operating the weatherization program here in our five-county region for about 3 years. We're no longer doing that program, but when we were going into homes and putting in insulation, new furnaces, that type of thing. And we found that 80% of the homes we went into had serious health or safety concerns. And because of that, we decided to apply for this grant from the EPA's Environmental Justice Department in order to look at the hazards of indoor air pollution. So we will be providing around 18 workshops across La Plata County this year to share low and no-cost methods for creating a healthy home and reducing indoor air pollution.
And is that something that Montezuma County would have access to in any way, or is it pretty limited to La Plata County?
It's limited for La Plata County. We don't have the funding to travel to Montezuma County, unfortunately, although we would really love to. But we do invite anyone that wants to make the trip over to La Plata County to come and attend some of our free workshops. We're actually offering a free workshop tonight at the Durango Public Library at 6 p.m.
Great.
And participants will receive a carbon monoxide detector and a free radon test kit as well.
Okay, and so that is open to anyone that wants to make the trip.
Yeah,
great.
Definitely.
Great. Okay,
yeah.
So one of the first questions I'd like to ask you about is, what should we watch out for in our homes in the way of hazardous chemicals, formaldehyde, flame retardants, VOCs, and things like that? What's important about that, and how can we decrease our exposure?
Sure, definitely. So volatile organic compounds are chemicals that are found in paints, cleaning supplies, pesticides, any really type of building material that includes pressed woods, furnitures, memory foam, even in air fresheners, cosmetics, anything that can really be scented. These chemicals will evaporate into the air when they're being used, or sometimes even when they're stored, and they can irritate our eyes and throat, cause headaches, nausea, make us hypersensitive to these types of chemicals, even cause damage to the central nervous system and perhaps even cause cancer. So pretty serious concern. For formaldehyde-containing products, you can air them out for several days outside of the home so they can off-gas outside, or you can choose products that don't contain any glues or plastics. So you want to look for products that are made out of whole materials like solid wood rather than pressed wood, which is held together with a glue. Memory foam is made with polyurethane, which is a petroleum-based material, and it emits those VOCs, which can cause us to have respiratory problems and skin irritation. But we're using that as a mattress, so you know our bodies are very close to those products. You know, even babies' mattresses are sometimes made out of memory foam. So definitely something to be concerned about. We always want to go with the more natural products like wool or cotton, things like that.
And so if you do purchase something that is memory foam, you're saying there is some remediation by airing it out, or is that not enough?
That can be enough for products that contain the glues and different things like that. I'm not sure about memory foam, if it would be enough just to air it out for several days. I would try to stay away from that type of product. But furniture, that contains VOCs through the glues and stuff, you can set outside for a couple of days to allow off-gassing.
Okay. And so the next question, if you're just tuning in, this is Pandora's Box, and I am here today with Sundia Tillotson, and we're talking about from Four Core in Durango, and we're talking about how to make your home healthy. So the next question is about the risk of radon exposure and how to test for that. I know you said that you would be giving out test kits. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer after smoking. It's a naturally occurring radioactive gas that comes from the natural breakdown of uranium, which is found in granite and soil. So radon comes up out of the ground, gets sucked into our houses because our houses usually have lower pressure than the outside, so they're functioning like a vacuum on that soil. So our homes suck up this radon. It gets caught inside the house. And those particles bounce around the home until they find their way into your lungs and can cause cancer that way. Radon is very high in our region. The national average for radon is 1.3 picocuries per liter, but here in Colorado, it's 6.4 picocuries per liter. And the EPA recommends mitigating your home for radon if it's above 4. So a lot of homes here in our region will have very high radon levels. We've seen radon levels even up to 315 picocuries, which is extremely high. And radon is something that you can't see, can't smell it, can't taste it, but it could be a serious problem in your home. But it's very easy to test. Radon test kits cost about $10 from a local hardware store, or you can purchase them online at www.radon.com. So it's the easiest way just to check your home, make sure if you have a problem, and then look into mitigation if you do have that problem.
And what does mitigation look like?
It kind of depends on the home and what type of foundation or crawl space you have, but usually it doesn't cost very much more than other types of basic home repairs. It'll generally be a couple $1,000s. If you are located on a slab foundation, then you drill a hole through that concrete and you install a pipe that is then ventilated up and out of your house through the attic, and that will be sucking the radon gas from underneath your home through a low-voltage fan in the attic and get that up and out. If you're on a dirt crawl space, you can run perforated pipe along the floor and then install plastic on top of that, which is sealed to all the sides of the foundation, and then you install the pipe that ventilates it all the way up and out of the home.
Okay, we're going to
definitely do it yourself if you can.
Right,
as well.
It sounds that way. So we're going to take a little break. We'll be back in a minute. This is Pandora's Box, and we'll be right back.
Thanks.
Welcome back to Pandora's Box. We are here today with Sundia Tillotson, Program Coordinator for Four Core Healthy Home Program, and we are talking about how to make your home healthy. And the next piece of information that I'd like to get out there is talking about carbon monoxide poisoning in the home and the consequences and how to remediate that.
Great.
Okay.
Well, carbon monoxide is a byproduct of combustion. So any combustion appliances that we have in the home, like furnaces, heaters, stoves, water heaters, all of those things, unless they're electric, are producing byproducts. And those combustion gases can be carbon monoxide, nitrogen dioxide, which are colorless, odorless gases, which can poison us and even cause death. So it's a very serious concern. We want to make sure that all of these appliances are working properly, that they're ventilated to the outside. We want to look and see if there's any signs of corrosion or rust, which may indicate that they need to be looked at by a professional. We also want to install a carbon monoxide detector in a hallway or a bedroom. This is actually required by state law. So if you're buying a new home or you're renting a home, make sure that there is a carbon monoxide detector in that household, unless all of your appliances are electric. We also want to change our furnace filters once a month during the heating season to make sure that our furnace is running optimally, and this will also improve our indoor air quality by filtering that air through the furnace as well. So definitely a concern. Carbon monoxide poisoning can be very dangerous, so make sure that everything is working properly.
And so speaking of air quality, I know that's one of the things that I learned about on your website was simple ways to improve air quality in your home. Could you talk a little bit about that? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, there are lots of really simple, easy ways to improve your indoor air quality. If you have anyone in the home with asthma or that has allergens, this will be a particular concern for you. There are things that you can do every week just in your basic cleaning and maintenance of the home, which will improve your indoor air quality, like dusting with a moist rag on surfaces, cleaning up any excess clutter like piles of newspapers, just to cut down on the allergens and dust mites and other pests that might be living in your home. You can establish a shoe-free house, so simply asking your family and visitors to take off their shoes before coming in the home will reduce the amount of pollution and dust that gets packed in. You can clean your furniture and your floors with a HEPA vacuum every week, especially if you have pets, you know, dogs or cats that are all over the furniture. This will really cut down on the pet dander and the dust mites, different allergens, to use a HEPA vacuum. We also want to wash our sheets in hot water every week. Usually at Fourcore, we tell people to wash everything in cold water for energy efficiency. But on the flip side of that, we want to be washing our sheets and bedding in hot water to cut down on the allergens and dust mites. Two other great tips: maintain your swamp cooler. Make sure to change out that water whenever needed to make sure that different bacteria are not being blown into your home through that swamp cooler. And then we also want to use our ventilation system. So make sure you run your bath fan, your kitchen fan, when you're cooking or showering, things that will produce a lot of humidity inside the home. So pretty easy things.
Okay, great. And then the last related to air quality as well is mold. And can you talk a little bit about that and what you can do and how you can recognize it?
Yeah, definitely. The EPA has some great resources online on ways to identify mold. We also have some free brochures at Fourcore. If you're ever in the Durango area, you're welcome to stop by. Mold is fairly easy to identify. Any black or white or yellow spotting that's occurring in the home and generally moist areas would generally be mold. It's not very practical to remove all of the mold spores that are floating around in our air continually, but we can control whether those mold spores find their way to a moist area and start to grow on the walls or the ceiling tiles, things like that. So the first thing that we want to do, of course, is just fix the leak, fix that source of moisture so that the mold doesn't find a nice moist environment to live on. Then we want to wash the mold off of hard surfaces with water and soap, or we can make even our own green cleaning recipes for mold. There are some of those online as well, so you don't have to use really toxic chemicals to get rid of this stuff. Then we want to remove any materials that have become moldy. Make sure we reduce the indoor air humidity by using those bath fans, and then we can also prevent condensation inside the home through insulation and air sealing, and that will keep our home drier on the inside as well.
Okay. So you mentioned you're doing a workshop tonight or a presentation tonight in Durango at the library?
At the Durango Public Library. It'll be at 6 p.m., and we'll have some snacks, and people will also get a free radon test kit and carbon monoxide detector and all sorts of resources on improving the health of their home.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This was Sandhya Tillotson from Fourcore in Durango, and this is Pandora's Box signing off. We'll be back in 2 weeks.